Geeks Hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Hamas is a ruthless terrorist organization. It wants to sacrifice its own people. It uses them as human shields. Israel is not obliged and is not going to let a terrorist organization fire at our cities, at our people.
Fighting for Idaho.
This all has to start with securing the border, not writing the president a blank check to keep doing what he's doing that's not working. Wouldn't it be good to actually allow the governors of those border states to be able to call the National Guard and help secure the border?
Fighting for you.
She reaches down into her bra, which I'm cool with that. That part's okay. It's sort of sexy.
This is a family value show.
I'm just trying to add a little spice.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
It's something I'll never forget as long as I live.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Your daily media multitasker, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter or the blog at 580KIDO.com, the hot list. Or the old-fashioned way of just hosting a talk show on the oldest electronic medium in the world at Idaho's first radio station, 580KIDO. Blessed to be a part of your day. Honored to try and entertain you and inform you. And this is going to be a good hour for me because I just have to sit back and ask questions to our great friend Harley Brown, who will take your calls at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Mr. Brown, welcome back to the program.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
So what has changed since the gubernatorial primary, sir?
The thing went viral, man, across the globe. I'm F squared. I'm a famous fellow.
Yes, got to be careful with the profanity here.
Hey, I didn't say anything.
I know. I'm not getting down on you. I'm just trying to keep my job. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Here's to the FCC, man.
Ray, you've got your finger on the dump button, and so do I. We're watching you.
I took a ride on my bike the day after what I call the Super Bowl of campaign season. I said, well, that's over with, and I'm cruising along, and the phone was in my cell phone was in my left breast pocket, and the darn thing wouldn't stop ringing. I finally, I couldn't answer it. I pulled over and found a place. I answered. It was like 17 messages on the thing, most of them from people like you, the local talk show guys. I had Arsenio call me. I was on Chris Matthews' Hardball that night, and they Skyped it.
So you did it live from Channel 7. I watched you.
Channel 7, yeah. Even those people picked me up. Anyhow, and I say that because of their high standards for appearing on their...
Well, you had some issues with Channel 7. We'll get into that, but after the primary, what happened?
Well, I got invited down to L.A., and I was driving down there at 3 o'clock in the morning on I-5, okay? 1,000 miles downrange out of Idaho. I pulled over for fuel, and the kid at the gas station says, "Hey, man, I know you. You were on TV. Can I have my picture with you?" "No, man, just pump my gas and do your job." Of course I took my picture with the lad. But, I'm famous for crying out loud anyhow. Get down there, and I signed a contract with Mad Jack Entertainment, and that's the outfit that did Intervention. They got an Emmy Award and a big Hollywood producer.
Now, wait a minute here at 580KIDO. You're jumping all over the place. So we've got our – as people are sipping here, their cup of coffee. So based on your performance as an Idaho Republican gubernatorial candidate, some Hollywood big shot wants to do a show with you. How did that work out? Did he call you on the phone or what?
Well, the whole debate went viral across the globe.
Right.
And so one of the people who picked up on the item was some Hollywood people. And, I had 25/7 asked me to do a show with them. And finally I settled on this one outfit. But I learned the hard way that they have ethics just like my profession, civil engineering and the law, and I'm not supposed to announce this stuff, okay? And nobody briefed me on the rules, and I like to fly my colors, and I'm as transparent as a, pane of glass. And so, I wasn't supposed to steal their thunder because there's an optimum time for them to announce the sizzle reel and, sell it to a network and all that. But, I'm a virgin in the whorehouse. I didn't know nothing about that. And, oops, did I say something wrong?
You just said something memorable, which is why we had you on. So when are you going to start filming?
Well, again, the official line, which read between the lines, you know, is we're just exploring whether or not to do a documentary based on my life and my political aspirations.
Sure.
And, yeah. But I'm not supposed to say, you know, they're going to come up here and start shooting next month. So I didn't say that. You know what I mean? Hey, the Boise Weekly blew this thing out.
Well, why are you talking to those people?
No. I talked to George Prentice, good guy.
Is George a good guy?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
But they go ahead and publish the thing, so the cat's out of the bag anyway. It's
well,
like
you gave them the story. It's a good story.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like maintaining radio silence after the enemy knows
did
where
you,
your
did
ships are.
Did you tell
are.
Him not to say anything?
No, I
well,
didn't.
Then he
that
did
was
his
before
job.
I got briefed on the ethics of this thing, you know?
Do you think Walt from Emmett got anything, or are you the only breakout star of the debate? Like, the governor, he's going to run for re-election. Senator Fulcher's got a life. You're going to be a big star. What about Walt from Emmett? Have you heard from him at all?
You know, he reminds me of one of them miners in the Old West come down with his mule out of the, you know, his, you know, he's a curmudgeon, poster child for curmudgeon.
Sure.
And I believe his heart is just right into where he's down on abortion like God Almighty is down on sin. And you know that guy Freemuth there at the BSU, these guys take pot shots at us politicians, these political professors of so-called political science. But you know, he called me and Walt clowns. Well, let him get his assets in there and do it instead of just sitting back talking about it. And I got to say this about Jim Weatherby. The guy, you know, even though he looks like Sigmund Freud, he's a professional. He doesn't get involved. I'm sure he has his opinions about the likes of me, but the man never comes out and calls us clowns. He's extremely professional. I hope Freemuth is listening, because you call us clowns. Well, you get out there, man, and you get out there and do it instead of sitting back like a coward and just talking about it.
Harley Brown, the one and only at 580 KIDO. We're enjoying his political commentary. If you have a question for Harley on foreign policy, on domestic policy, Harley will take your calls at 580-5436. Kevin Miller with you as well. So we learned during the campaign and during your interview with us that God has called you to run for president with this exposure that you've had and possibly could have even more. Are you considering a bid for 2016?
Yes, sir. You know, Sam Mettler, the CEO of Mad Jack Entertainment, says, Harley, he calls me, he says, what's it going to take for you to get governor? I says, a miracle, Sam. I really shot my wad with this Republican primary. And, you know, the best I can do now is get people write me in.
Is that what you're looking to do?
No. I said, look, all this stuff I've run for in the last 25 years, you know, senator, congressman, you know, governor, has all been foreplay to my true destiny to be president of the United States. And if you're going to, you know, be on my flank there with a friggin' TV show, man, I mean, I'll go right into the primary target right now. I just turned 60 years old. I ain't getting much younger. And politicians crave publicity like an alcoholic craves his next drink. And you essentially have given me, sir, my own liquor store, my own TV show. There's two kinds of media, paid media, where you shell it out, and, you know, earned media. And this is earned media. Do you realize how much a 30-second soundbite costs on national TV? Thousands and thousands of dollars. It's like appearing on the Kevin Miller talk show, for crying out loud. You know, big-time publicity. And
well, we want you to be a regular contributor. We want to have you. You know, we don't forget you after you're done running.
Well, it's like telling a wino, come on over for another glass. You'll be the first guy in line. Oh, by the way, what's the difference between a wino and a wine connoisseur?
What?
About a gallon.
Speaking of which, let's go to Owen Eagle. He likes to laugh. He's a conservative comedian for Harley Brown. Oh, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing well. Can you hear him, Harley? You can hear O?
Yeah, it's only one of the ears is working on this cheap Japanese earphone you gave me. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Probably made in the People's Republic of Communist China. But I got one. I'm flying on one motor over here.
Well, hopefully it's your good ear.
Yeah, I got infantry ears. You know, I'm a disabled veteran and sometimes hard to hear, so, but that's okay. Fire away, Odie.
Oh.
Well, very good. I like to listen to Harley. He's a highly entertaining guy, and I like to be entertained. So I thought I would ask an economic question since he's going to, you know, run for high office. What are your thoughts, Harley, on quantitative easing?
Hey, man, can you rephrase that in English, please? Quantitative easing. What? Could you define the term, please, sir?
Well, it's basically where the government is printing money at random and buying its own bonds in an effort to stimulate the economy.
Yeah, well, ever since Nixon took us off the gold standard back in 71, I think it was, you know, the federal government, you used to be able to trade in your Federal Reserve notes at Fort Knox and places like that and get the gold and the precious metal. But now it's backed by nothing, okay? And what it's doing is devaluating our currency, you know? And when I give a dollar bill to buy a candy bar or something, I says, here, this is fully backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. Only $17 trillion in debt, but fear not. As long as we got them printing presses, we'll just print off another $100 trillion tonight. God bless America. God help us. No, it's not backed by anything tangible. It is just essentially an IOU, and people think it's valuable. But it's, you know, it works for me, but I know the economics behind it, and it's like a big set of falsies, man. It's like a fabrication of wealth.
You know, Harley, that's the best description I've ever heard of it, is a set of falsies. I think you're 100% correct.
Well, thank you. You know, that's what I think about all the time, and I'm 60 years old. When I was back in my youth, you know, I was obsessed with that stuff. But anyway.
With economics.
Yes, economics. Of course. What are we, barbarians? What are we?
All right. Oh, anything else for Harley? And if people want to get a hold of you, what can they do?
They want to get a hold of me, they can go to website, oscottshow.com.
All right, O, thank you. Good luck.
Take care, Kevin. Take care, Harley.
Thank you, O.
It's our great friend, Owen Eagle. He's the world's first conservative comedian. He opened up at the GOP convention.
Great.
Did you go to the GOP convention?
Hey, how about Clint Eastwood, man, sitting there with an empty chair? Yeah, that was funny. That was grand. No, I didn't go to the convention. I was still recovering from gubernatorial blues.
From the More coming up with our great friend Harley Brown. If you have a question, Harley, you'll take any questions, won't you?
Yeah, I used to drive taxis for 20 years at night.
Right.
Give it to me with a bark on, folks.
All right, we're barking with Harley Brown, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safe.
Wednesday, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning as we move along. Harley Brown with us, phone number 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Harley, let's talk about the culture wars, and a lot of people have been talking about same-sex marriage, the gay lifestyle. Your thoughts on that, because it's kind of different from your fellow Republicans.
I think we ought to change the entire Pledge of Allegiance. I think we ought to say, I pledge allegiance to the fag. No, seriously, here's my take on the gays. I used to drive taxis for, you know, 20 years, and I've picked up my fair share of the gay community, and they really love each other. And the Bible says, love covereth a multitude of sins. And yeah, according to Walt Minnick, quoting the Romans Bible there, you know, it's an abomination and all that stuff. But they do love each other.
He said Walt Minnick? No, Walt from Emmett.
I believe that. Walt Bays.
Walt from Emmett, yes.
I didn't mean to insult Mr. Bays or Mr. Minnick either. So here's my take on the gays, okay? Liberty and justice for all, equal protection under the law. You know, they've been discriminated against, like the blacks, like the bikers, like a lot of people in this country, and they love each other and they ought to be able to marry. However, I've been a company commander in the military. I do not believe they should be in combat units because the morale. We got a lot of red-blooded American boys, you know, real fighting men, and having a gay person in your foxhole would destroy the morale. And also, women should not be in combat. I got no problem with gays or women fighting, not fighting, but serving behind the lines, you know, like the women used to fly airplanes in World War II and be nurses and admin people. I got no problem with gays doing that, but keep them out of the combat troops in action, okay? And that's not prejudice. That's just you put your best team together for a football game, and that's my take on the gay people.
What do you say to the Republican Party about the gays?
All right, the Republican Party is not my, you know, even though I call myself a Republican, I've been catching a lot of flack from people saying I'm an insult, a disgrace to the Republican Party, an embarrassment to Idaho.
Why would they say that?
Because, you know, I'm different. I don't dress in a suit and tie. You know, I don't smell like a Republican. I don't look like a Republican. I don't protect particularly.
What does a Republican smell like?
You know, he takes a shower every day and he combs his hair. Butch Otter, he's the ultimate Republican in, you know, he's the chief of the party here. But I'm telling you guys, I'm a little bit pissed off about the Republicans now. And first of all, this stuff about balancing the budget in 10 years, that doesn't cut it with me. I got kids. That means a negative cash flow for another 10 years in the American government, even if they can pull this off. Another thing I got about the Republicans, George Bush is the guy who started, you know, smaller government. Hell, what's Homeland Security? How many billions of dollars is that thing?
Well, now why are you bagging on Bush?
Well, he's a Republican, George Jr., okay? NSA spying. Under his watch, we had the, quote, Patriot Act, which was an insult to the Fourth Amendment, okay? We have special zones set up for protest rallies. And, you know, the Republicans have kindled my wrath a little bit, saying that they can't get their act together. Look at the Idaho Republican Party. So, hell, the Keystone Cops are more squared away than they are.
So you don't feel you're welcome in the Republican Party?
I'm tolerated, okay? I'm not embraced. There's a good old boy network here, and they're doing a good job running the state. But I'm certainly not one of the elitists.
All right, Harley Brown with us, 580-5436, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get back to some other issues. What about,
yes, sir.
What about the border?
Oh, God, the border. Hey, that governor of Texas started a battalion of infantry, what do they call them? National Guard troops down there, okay?
Rick Perry, yes.
Yeah, and he has gone ahead and utilized American forces to enforce the law, okay? And I'd say send the Marines down there and order them to shoot to kill every friggin' man, woman, and child that comes across the border.
You're saying shoot to kill the helpless children?
Nah, I don't like that, man. I feel sorry for the children, okay? But who was my allegiance to that I take an oath to defend? The Constitution of the United States or all the homeless little kids down there in Nicaragua? I mean, you got to make a choice. And, you know, if you had the, I feel bad about shooting kids, man. I do not like that. But I care more about defending my country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And these invaders are enemies to my country. So what do I do as an officer in the armed forces? I say lock and load and fire. Well, I'm sorry it sounds bad, but you got to defend the country. That comes first.
Let's go back to a question from Facebook from Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. Ask Mr. Brown, what does God want you to be, president or TV star competing with Honey Boo Boo and Duck Dynasty? That's from Alan L. Morton, attorney at law.
The TV star is a side effect, Mr. Morton. Mr. Morton, hey, I remember you. I hired you for some kind of a pissant loft thing many years ago. How you doing? No, I'm going into my primary target, okay, which is to be president, and just if I rev my engines up, it's to make my car go fast. And if it puts out a lot of heat through the headers, well, then that's just a byproduct. So if I'm a famous guy running for president, then it's a byproduct. My primary mission is to get this country squared away for my kids.
All right, more coming up with our great friend, Harley Brown. Very controversial, very fired up, as always. We'll take your calls, your thoughts, at 580-5436. Presidential candidate from Idaho, TV star, or both. We'll talk about it next. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
You have your choice, folks. A cowboy, a curmudgeon, a biker, or a normal guy. Take your pick. Thank you very much. We're leaving it up to you.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
On your own. A crow flies straight. A perfect line. On the devil's bed. Until you die.
Oh, just a few weeks away from the premiere of The Sons of Anarchy. Of course, written by Boyce's own Curtis Steiger and sung by Curtis Steiger. Do you know Curtis, Harley Brown?
No, I don't have the pleasure.
Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. I guess we're the Sons of Anarchy then, when we're talking about...
It's an outlaw motorcycle club.
Apparently it is. It's very popular on the TV. Maybe you could be as popular with your TV
show. I'm not out here for popularity, okay? I want to help America and fulfill my mission to God and my kids, who I love dearly. You know, my dad won World War II in his generation. He gave us a free world, free from Hitler and the Japs. And we baby boomers, man, we had the best TV shows, the best cartoons, the best motorcycles, the best cars, and by far the best music of all time. Ramma, lamma, lamma, ding dong, rock and roll is king. But we screwed up and let this national debt get into the stratosphere. And now our little kids are stuck with paying it off. And that really frosts me.
Your patoot, yes.
Yeah, my grommets. Anyhow, my kids, man. My little grandson was born a couple months ago, and his share of the national debt is $55,000, man. It's like a kid being born, say, here, Grandpa, here's a credit card. Now, I can't use anything on it, but you charge it up, and when I get to be 18 years old and get a job, I'll pay it off. Compared to what my dad and his generation did, it's a collective mortal sin, and as an Irishman, it kindles my wrath to the max. I mean, redlines me, even thinking about that stuff.
All right, let's go to the phones at 580-KIDO. Harley Brown with Kevin Miller, Tea Party Bob at 580-KIDO.
Good morning, Harley. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been listening to you guys. You're really having some fun down there. I wish I was there.
Well, yeah, we'll light up another one for you, too, man.
Well, Harley, let me ask you a serious question.
Yes, sir.
You know all this, all these problems we've had between the Republican Party, the conservatives want to do this, and the establishment wants to do that. What would be your recommendation for these guys to get back together and get the ball rolling again?
Leadership. Butch Otter is in command. He ought to just forget about these we're Democratic, but, you know, win in command, and we're getting down to the wire now, and what he ought to do, and I wrote him a letter to do this, and just, you know, skip over some of these Robert's Rules of Order and take command and follow the leader, you know. People love a lover, and they follow a leader, and, you know, get them singing off the same sheet of music like any good gunnery sergeant would do to his platoon.
So you think he should try to unite the party?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, what did Lincoln say? United we stand, divided we fall. They've got to have some unity, and it's got to be coming under a strong leader. Now, Butch is a real sweetheart. He's a lover, but now's the time for him to take command. When in command. And, yeah, it's going to be stepping on a few toes, and I'm not saying become totally dictator for ever and ever.
You're saying not be a dictator. Well, we have the rules of law. I mean, you don't want Governor Otter to be your Barack Obama, do you?
Okay. If you're driving down the street, down Vista Avenue, down Capitol Boulevard, and there's a big divider, and some guy has arterial bleeding from an accident on the other side of the road, Are you going to break the law and do an illegal U-turn so you can save the guy's life? Or are you going to stay within the bounds of the law and, oh, gee, I didn't break any laws, but the guy died? You got to use common sense. And this is a critical area, okay? In the Navy, they call the ships in extremis when they're about to hit each other, and you can't sit around and play tiddlywinks on the bridge. You got to make some command decisions, and for that few minutes, take command. Run it like a friggin' dictatorship. Did I say that? Yes,
You're
I did.
You're urging the governor to be a dictator.
For a time being, you shift into granny low gear in your transmission. It's screaming at 1/2 mile an hour, but it moves the load when you're on a 12% grade, overloaded, and up to your axles in mud. I'm a truck driver.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Harley, I have to say you have an interesting critical thinking process, but thank you very much for your comments.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Tea Party Bob here at 580KIDO. You haven't really been critical of the president. Are you with the president?
Who, me?
Yes.
Who, Obama?
Yes. I mean, you've taken shots at George Bush. What about the president of the United States? Are you happy with what he's been up to?
No, I'm not.
I learned the last time not to say, are you down with anybody, so I won't say that to you.
What'd you do, bleep that out?
I did.
What the hell? You bring up Obama?
You can't say that, Harley.
The guy's public enemy number one.
All right, let's continue on here at 580KIDO. So I've learned my lesson there. Let's go to Dwight in Boise for Harley Brown at 580KIDO. Hello, Dwight.
Good morning. Good morning, Harley.
Good morning, Dwight.
So listen, Harley, you're an infantry company commander.
Negative. Seabees, man. The Naval Construction Forces.
Okay, I'm familiar. I was in the Navy, too. So look, here's my question, my comment. What can and will you do, Harley, to be a leader? The people are the missing link. We keep looking to the politicians and the political parties like a bunch of children groupies or whatever. In my opinion, Butch Otter has proven himself to be a vote whore and a shovel-ready Obama money whore, and he's not going to be a leader. There's something wrong with him. We need regular people to stand up and be leaders of each other.
Yes, sir.
So what can you do and what can you say to motivate? The missing link is that people aren't standing up. Our country's being invaded.
All right, Dwight, thank you for the call. Harley, stand by. Because we will ask that question concerning you. What can you do to be a leader? Let's go to traffic at 580KIDO.
And Wiley, weekdays at 6. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. We go to Bob in Meridian. Wow, Kevin, what great entertainment. You actually found the courage to bring Boise's own Honey Boo Boo Harley Brown onto your show. I have to admit, though, he would do a better job as president than the clown we have in now, Bob in Meridian. You wanted to respond to leadership and whether or not you can lead, Harley.
Yeah, with Dwight's question there before all that stuff came through. Look, Dwight, I downshift. I'm a truck driver. Kevin Miller doesn't seem to understand, but you keep downshifting, and if you got a load, until you find a gear low enough to handle the load, all right? Now, I'd do it like the Constitution says, going in there, and if that was too high to take it, and I'd downshift it and run the friggin' government like a CB battalion. And if that wouldn't work, I'd run it like a friggin' motorcycle gang, Hell's Angels forever, and we'd get the job done, wait until them terrorists get a load of us. I hope that answers your question, Dwight. Here's the torque and horsepower.
All right, let's go to, speaking of torque and horsepower, Jim from Star with Harley Brown and Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Hey, diddle diddle, right up the middle.
Jim, where did I hear that before?
I know, you made that phrase famous. Here's the thing that's so neat about you and so refreshing is that you actually talk in terms that people will understand, and you don't flood everything with a bunch of nonsense. You really get right to the point. You know, you're a little off the wall, and you do some things a little bit like Tea Party Bob said. You know, your critical thinking process is a little different than his. It doesn't mean it's wrong, though. But I do have one complaint with you, Harley. Can I bring it up?
Man, yeah, sure. It's a free country. What is this, a monologue, Jim?
Well, no, but thank God for the, as you put it, the Japs, because they finally made a motorcycle worth buying.
Hey, listen, man, riding a Jap bike is like making...
Okay. Ray, hang on here.
Let me say one thing.
No, you can't say that word.
We rebuilt their factories, man.
I understand that, but we can't say those words. Jim from Star, he knows that. By the way, your phone's still ringing.
Yeah,
here.
Hold on.
Let me reload here for a minute. 580-5436, kevin@kidoam.com. More coming up with Harley Brown. But to Jim and Star, let me just say this to Jim and Star. Jim, you and I have talked about this on the air and off the air. You just can't say those things. You know, we say these things, and Harley, you know this, in the politically correct world that we live in. We can't sit back and, you know, say things that we used to say anymore. Let me just finish here at 580KIDO. It's just a different world. You know, yesterday we had someone take me to task for saying something that offended him. Now, in the old days, Harley, you could appreciate this, talk show hosts, politicians, could be provocative, could sit back and say things and do things all the time, but we have become more politically correct. What makes you so appealing is that you're not. That's why I love having you on. What makes you so lovable is that you get that. So if you could, just please refrain from those things for a minute. And, you know, back to the point of leadership, back to the point of, you know, where you want to go. You know, we talked about the deficit. We talked about the border. We talked about these other things. Where do you want to go, whether it's TV or whether it's in politics?
I'm not bucking for John Wayne's job, okay? It's bad enough I have to use his toilet paper. Have you heard about John Wayne toilet paper?
No.
It's rough and it's tough and it don't take crap off of no one, Pilgrim.
Yes.
Nah, listen, man, I'm not bucking to be a movie star. I'm trying to help this country out. You know, Hollywood doesn't need any more movie stars. Of course, we could use a few more John Waynes and Clint Eastwoods and Charles Bronsons.
And maybe some Harley Browns.
All right, look, if that comes out, if I turn into a movie star, then, you know, I'll contribute my half of my pay to the Unknown Soldier's Mother's Relief Fund.
Sure.
Think of that one, Unknown Soldier's Mother. Hey, all right, man, so what's the question here? I don't want to be a movie star. I want to be the president because
people,
that's what God told me he's going
to
make me.
What do you say to people that don't take you seriously?
You really want me to say that on the air?
No, I don't want you to say that on the air.
Well,
I want
use
you to
your
be...
imagination, all right? It depends on who it's coming from. If it's a girl, some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Oh, by the way, what do you get when you cross an African-American with a Native American?
Okay.
A Sue named Boy. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kevin. Proceed. I'll be serious, I promise.
Let's go to traffic now at 580. And Kevin Miller here. It is 7:58. Our final thoughts with our friend Harley Brown. When are we going to see you again, sir?
Well, that depends on if I get an invitation. You know, I've been kicked out of a few places in my life, and I hope
you're welcome back here as long as I'm here. Now, I don't know how long I'm going to be here because you never know. But you, as long as I'm here, you're my friend, so you're
Thank
our
you,
friend.
Kevin.
Yeah, no, don't worry about anything. Look, we love having you here because America needs more people like you. So besides hanging out with us, what else are you thinking about doing?
I'm starting a presidential campaign from scratch. You know, your typical presidential campaign is a $30 million operation. But due to my tremendous, you know, the Hollywood show doing the heavy lifting, the majority of that tremendous advertising budget is going to be relieved. So I say I can pull up my swag, my scientific wild-ass guesses. I can do this for $10 million.
Are you excited about going to Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada? Are you going to go be a player in South Carolina in these places?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to do an end run around the primary.
Really?
Yeah, the people from Hollywood sent me a packet, How to Be President of the United States, you know, and a lot of that stuff is the primary.
Sure.
So I'm not going to be a Republican. I'm going to go in as an American citizen, and I'm going to go in, you know, solo.
quickly, if people want to get a hold of you, your website, your thoughts, quickly, any way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, Harley Brown for president. That's still coming up to speed. I wish I had my fundraising site up to enough, but it's not quite ready.